Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky. It's the internet's number one party talk show, The Sam and Dan Nation.
What you doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see. So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the
come on and
do the Humpty Hop.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hop.
Just watch me do the Humpty Hop. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sam and Dan Nation. We are the internet's number one party talk show, brought to you exclusively by Jackalope Radio. Dan, how the hell are you, baby?
Oh, I don't know. I'm doing all right.
We are folded like a lawn chair
eating
right
a
now,
couple
sir.
White castles.
On some real shit. I'm sicker than hell. I'm sicker than dog shit right now. Do you hear my voice, sir?
It's pretty rough. I got some stuff going on myself.
I got some Tom Waits shit going on right now.
I don't have all the phlegm anymore.
Sound like I'm gargling with whiskey and broken glass. This shit is horrible. I shouldn't be doing a radio show tonight. I should not be doing one. But the public wants what the public wants, right? The show must go on, ladies and gentlemen. Dan and I are going to try to kill my funk tonight with some liquor. A little bit of that Kentucky cough syrup. Syrup. Sipping on some syrup.
Dipping on some scissor. Dipping on some dip.
Sometimes you gotta fight the fire with the fire. It's either gonna help or it's gonna make it a whole lot worse.
Probably a little
bit. Ooh. Y'all hear that? That's real shit. That shit down in my lungs.
What,
can't
you call
even
that
talk
lung
anymore.
Butter?
I got the gurgle shit when I talk. Once I'm getting shit faced, presumably I will just stop giving a shit. So, to my point, Daniel, we found something tonight, didn't we? It was
we
a skit.
Did.
We were talking about me being all fucked up and shitty in the throat. And this is from, I think it's from Saturday Night Live. Got Billy Dee Williams in it.
He's Lando Calrissian. That's the it, flyest sir. Motherfucker in all the
stuff.
The Star
flyest
movies.
Motherfucker. So, without a doubt, what is this? Cult 45D?
Exactly.
That's what I need, dude.
Like some Mucinex.
That would fix my shit right up.
Mucinex D.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Colt 45D.
Hey, white folks. There's nothing worse around the holidays than getting a cold. You got a sore throat, coughing up all kind of shit, and just generally feeling sick as a goddamn dog. Well, we've got something that you need to get. You've heard of Colt 45 malt liquor. Well, now there's this. New Colt 45D, the newest cough and cold formula on the market today. At the first sign of a cold, just suck down a six-pack. No time flat, you're back on your feet, baby. The D stands for decongest, deconstruct, and de-goddamn feet that nasty-ass holiday cold. And have a good goddamn time doing it. Don't believe me? Then listen to the original D, Billy Dee Williams.
You drink a six-pack of Colt 45D, I personally guarantee it won't make you forget you have a cold. You just won't give a shit anymore.
Fuck NyQuil. Fuck Robitussin. Vicks VapoRub can kiss my big black ass. Colt 45D. It ain't just for black folks anymore.
Oh, my goodness. If you're listening tonight for the first time, lay back. Take off your pants. mix a cold drink, open a cold beer, get ready to party. We have a fantastic show lined up for you this week, in spite of my sickness. We got the opportunity to interview the one and only George Hardy, sir.
George Hardy.
George Hardy. Troll 2, best worst movie.
Great documentary.
It is.
It's funny, too, because it's put together very well. It's a great documentary. Michael Paul Stevenson, you got some skills, sir. Got to give you props.
Dan and I are huge fans. Mr. Hardy, such a great guy. Such a great guy that Daniel and I kept it in our pants this weekend. I don't know how we did it, but we didn't talk about butt fucking. He was real excited about Chiller TV hosting their first time premiere, best worst movie, airing this weekend. Actually tonight and tomorrow night. A huge deal. So congratulations to Mr. Hardy. Had a fantastic interview with him, which we're going to play for you tonight in just a bit. Let's see. What else went on this week, Daniel? What else did we do? We do anything? We ain't done shit.
We talked to Jason and Dale this week.
We did talk to Jason and Dale.
Did you listen to their show earlier? You already heard
another damn talk show with Jason and Dale. We're going to have them on the show this next coming week. Also started looking at our Twitter account, which was kind of busted.
I don't really look at our Twitter account.
We had like 8 friends. For the most part, Dan and I have just stuck to Facebook, but Facebook appears to be crashing and dying. So, I mean, you're looking at me all funny and shit, but I believe that.
I don't know.
Facebook's on its last leg, dude. It's like MySpace.
Yeah, something else to replace it. Twitter's already been out there. Twitter's not the thing that's going to do it.
Twitter's for famous people.
Twitter is only for famous people.
I should have done this whole, because I can talk nasally like this. I can talk like this. I should have done the whole fucking show like what's his name? Mr. The Horror Guy. Fucking
Clive Barker.
My name is Clive Barker. He talks like a robot,
dude. You sound like a robot when you do him.
He's got the cancer because
I'm Clive Barker.
I wrote fucking Hellraiser.
What's funny is he's not always had that voice. Like, I've seen old interviews, but, like, now it's fucked.
Yeah, it is. It's fucked. So, anyway, we looked at our Twitter account this week. It's pretty pathetic. So, we need followers, Twitter people out there, if you're listening to us. Our Twitter done petered out. If you're listening to the show tonight, please give us a follow on Twitter at the Sam and Dan Nation. We've started tweeting more recently, so that's good. You know, speaking of Facebook earlier, you know our boy Roy?
That's terrible.
He's a sweet dude, he is. We go haunted housing with him every year during Halloween. Anyway, he's such a nice guy. Complete antithesis of myself. He's like me from an alternate dimension, like... with a social barometer.
So basically, Sam posts weird pictures on his page, and his grandmother and his mom regularly post on his page.
He's a tad, what's the word I'm looking for, homophobic. Not that he hates gay people, because he doesn't, but, like, you know, like, man-on-man intimacy really kind of bothers him a bit.
Like, yeah, like, he's the kind of guy that, you know, would kind of be a little iffy about two guys kissing.
So, of course, every time I see him, I go out of my way to fuck with him. And, you know, I call him, like, he's like, Roy, my little prison bitch. I pinch his nipples and shit, whatever. Makes him crazy, but he's such a nice guy, he never gives me shit about it. Anyway, his Facebook page is connected to his, like you just said, his mom, his dad, his grandparents, his aunts, his uncles. It's ridiculous. So, once in a while, like, I'll post something, like, really gay and disturbing on his wall, just hoping for a reaction. And he never says anything. And it kills me. It fucking kills me. Like, I got this one picture.
But he doesn't remove them either.
No.
Like,
no.
It's like he doesn't want to be a jerk.
No.
Like,
no, I got this one picture, which is like it's a POV shot of a shirtless old fat man with a beard. He looks like a naked Santa Claus. And he's smiling and hovering over top of you. The caption reads, "Good morning, son." I sound like Wolfman Jack right now. Wolfman Jack. Jackalope 105.
People like Wolfman Jack, so...
I can do the rest of the interview like this. So the other day, he's having this discussion on Facebook with his grandma. Something on his wall came around. It was like church or some shit. And right in the middle of it, I throw up this pic with the fucking old man with the legs wrapped around his head. And I said, "Thinking of you, sugar tits."
That's so terrible.
So, like, an hour goes by, and his grandma's like, "Roy, what's this man He keeps posting gay pictures to
your
wall.
Did she actually say
that? Yeah. And I'm, she's like, is there something you want to tell us?
Was she really like that?
She was. And he's such a nice dude. He just takes it. Like, he's, he never commented on it.
He didn't even comment back to his grandmother.
No, he just... But he takes it, which is worse, because, like, presumably everyone in his immediate family thinks that, like, I'm some crazy stalker as a thing for chubby guys with beards. Or that I'm actually wanting to fuck him. Or that I really am fucking him, and he's just stuck in the closet. Poor
That's
Roy.
That's so terrible.
Poor Roy.
He should make his grandmother listen to the show.
I should. He's lucky he ain't on Twitter, because I'd be wearing out that ass. Anyway, back to Twitter. If you're listening to the show tonight, please follow us on Twitter. This week, Dan and I will choose one person at random who has followed us this last week, and we'll send them some Sam and Dan memorabilia.
Or a dented can of ravioli.
Maybe some top ramen.
Whichever comes first.
Send you some top ramen, son. Moving on, speaking of contests, Dan and I are running ourselves a little competition. It's called America's Best Rocker. New Booty. Ladies with booty who are listening, turn up them radios and pay attention.
Think you've got the best booty in America? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Join the Sam and Dan Nation as we search for America's best new booty in a contest that will prove to everyone you have the assets to really get the attention you deserve. To enter the contest and win, you must be 18 years of age or older. Take a picture of that big, beautiful backside and email it to Sam and Dan Nation, all one word, at yahoo.com. No nudity, ladies, just a crystal clear creative pic. It shows us what you're working with. Our grand prize winner will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise, have their booty pic featured on the official Sam and Dan fan page, and have the opportunity to become an official Team Motorboat Girl. So don't wait another second, ladies. Bust out those camera phones and start taking pictures. We want to see you as America's best new booty.
Make you clap.
Press them hams on the glass. Keep sending us your submissions. We're getting close to picking a winner, aren't we? Any day, man. You could be the lucky lady. One woman will receive cool Dan and Sam merchandise and have their booty pictured featured on our website. I'm not drunk. You'll have your ass put up on a web page.
We do what we have to do to get through the...
You will also receive harassing, drunken phone calls at 3 a.m. while we stare at a picture of your butt.
Your father must be proud.
Looking for love, one booty pic at a time. All right, kids, it's time to pay some bills and plug in our dialysis machine. Keep the lights on here at Trailer Island, and we'll be right back with this week's news report. Thank you, Jesus.
Find yourself searching the internet for works of literary genius? Look no further. Steinberg Media Group is here for all your intellectual, thought-provoking reading material. An avid supporter of the First Amendment, Steinberg Media Group is committed to publishing the most interesting, controversial, and thoroughly enjoyable literary works of the American mind. Don't waste another second numbing your brain with thoughtless network television. Pick up a book and get reading today. Visit our website, www.steinbergmediagroup.com. That's www.steinbergmediagroup.com.
Ever wondered what it would be like to stare into the darkness through the eyes of a madman? For years, the slasher genre has produced some of the most terrifying and influential films in the history of cinema. But what if our fears were real? What if our most sinister nightmares came to life and began hunting us? What if anyone, even you, could become a bloodthirsty monster capable of carrying out your darkest desires? Slashology is a fictitious how-to guide that explores this fantasy, a satirical grimoire of sorts. It describes at length the training necessary to become an unstoppable killing machine. Including in its blasphemous and disturbing pages are the physical training routines, mental preparation exercises, and spiritual transcendence necessary for the hunting and sacrifice of the innocent. It will summon forth the evil inside you, blackening your soul, and taking you to a place few men dare to venture, and even fewer return from alive. Slashology, available on Amazon.com.
All right, folks, it's time for this week's news report. We're going to slow it down a little bit right now on the Sam and Dan Nation. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We got a panty dropper. Daniel, you're a big fan of this man, ain't you? A little Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke, who is the son of Alan Thicke, who you might know from Growing Pains. And if you don't know that, you're probably not as old as me. Leonardo DiCaprio.
At a Robin Thicke concert, panties be falling off like they got weights in them. So we're going to play you a little Robin Thicke. Here it is. Here we go.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
For this week's news report. Daniel, what do you know, sir?
We got news.
We got news.
I don't know if it's good or if it's bad.
We got new news to talk about in this motherfucker.
I just read the other day that an angry Nepali man bit a cobra to death in a revenge attack. A revenge attack scenario.
He literally bit the cobra to death.
He bit the fuck out of a cobra.
That's exciting. That's pretty cool.
I could have killed it with a stick, he says, but instead I bit it with my teeth.
All right, so I'm guessing that the cobra literally bit him.
The cobra bit him first, and he was angry.
Like a boss.
So he bit it back.
Like a boss.
He was out for blood.
He was pissed.
The Nepali Daily Annapurna Post said Mohammed Salmo Maya chased the snake.
That's a mouthful of Indian cock.
It bit him in his rice paddy on Tuesday. Is rice paddy an innuendo for something?
That's what I was just thinking.
He caught it and bit it until it died.
Nice.
Nice. Let's see, he lives in a village. Who cares where he lives? The snake called Goban in Nepal is also known as the common cobra.
Nice. Right on.
Pretty crazy.
All right, I got something here. It's not near as exciting as that, but Miley Cyrus was seen smoking in Philadelphia.
So what? That's relevant because if she smokes, she pokes.
Clearly, like, that's where it's at these days.
Well, she
already got the lesbian haircut. She does. She cut all of her hair off and
started listening to Melissa Etheridge.
You know, I'm just going to say that, you know, what we're already thinking, honestly, it starts with cigarettes, it ends with the needle. They say weed's a gateway drug?
Yeah. Are you saying cigarettes are the gateway drug now? Like, you're going that fucking...
Cigarettes are the gateway drug. I don't know why, but part of me just—I hate her so much. I don't know about you,
but I haven't had a hefty helping of black tar heroin today or anything.
I don't know why, but part of me just hates her so much. I sincerely hope they find her in a dirty hotel 5 years from now with a bag of blow and Justin Bieber's corpse.
You just want to get a 2-for-1 out there.
You think Billy Ray's hitting that?
Who, Justin Bieber?
All right, moving on. Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, God, we're talking about Honey Boo Boo. Honey Boo Boo Child.
Honey Boo Boo Child.
Honey Boo Boo Child.
How much do you hate about this show? I can't even put it into words, sir. There is so much I hate about this. It's fucking mind-numbing. It's mind-numbing how much I hate about this.
It is somewhat entertaining, though, and that I hate about it as well.
In, like, that raw-skinned human sort of form.
It's like watching some Cannibal Holocaust. No, it's... I don't know what it is.
Cannibal
like,
Holocaust like is a, actually a good comparison.
You ever watch My Big Fat Redneck Wedding?
Like, this is so much worse.
It's horrible. I know, it
it's
is worse.
It's My Big Fat Redneck Wedding to the 25th fucking power, dude.
It is worse, and that at least
it's
had Tom
It's terrible.
Arnold.
It's terrible. It's so bad. Like, all right, first of all, Honey Boo Boo, this little fat girl, and I'm sorry, but she's fat. She's a fatty. Like the rest of her family, her mother's fat, her fatty, fat, fat sisters are fat, and she's a fatty. And okay, but I didn't realize this until after we watched the first episode, and I started researching a little bit. Sugar Bear, motherfucker with no teeth. Talk like this.
Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo Child.
He doesn't say it, does he?
Does yeah, he does. He does say it.
He actually seemed like a nice guy. I felt bad for him.
He is a nice guy. And Mama's not fucking him. That's not some real shit.
How'd you find this out?
I read it.
Did you go do an interview with him? Bitch ain't giving me no pussy.
It was on the Wikipedia. No, it wasn't on the Wikipedia. But sources claim... that, like, he's just like, he's a sugar daddy.
Sugar my baby daddy.
She doesn't give him any pussy. So, like, he literally, that's his deal. Like,
well, clearly he got it at some point to make all them kids.
Clearly. Clearly.
Unless you're suggesting those aren't his kids.
Actually, they're not.
None of them?
One of them is. One, and I don't know which one. I don't guess it matters. That's some more about this shit. Just a bunch of fat-ass women and a guy with no teeth. And that's getting airplay today in the U.S. That really disturbed me. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray to Christ my voice isn't like this one next week. Blah, 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 blah. It's so dark and deep.
Dark and deep.
It's like 100...
Sounds like a bad porno.
It's like 100 Dove chocolate bars melted down and fashioned into a penis. I could do some Barry White shit right now. Yo, my first, my last, my everything. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your America, an America where prepubescent, trash-mouthed little fat chicks and swollen, guntry-ass hippopotamus of moms can not only become famous by winning shitty beauty pageants, they get to have their own show as well. So that's exciting. That's exciting. Ray LaChote. Do you know who this fucking shit-ass is?
No.
Ray.
Who?
You didn't watch the Olympics, did you?
Not enough. I watched the women's
All right,
volleyball.
Ray LaChote is a swimmer, and whatever, he did good this year in the Olympics. But he's got a catchphrase.
Jill.
Like Jeezy.
I mean, yeah, like it's not like his own fucking phrase.
J-E-A-H. Ryan LaChote, should be called Ryan LaChote, as far as I'm concerned. His annoying catchphrase, yeah, supposedly is a gold mine. He's trying to copyright/trademark the word, and he wants to use it on sunglasses, DVDs, gift cards, drinking glasses, trading cards, calendars, posters, thongs, man hammocks.
How do you even, like, how do you spell it?
Literally, J-E-A-H.
So instead of spelling yeah,
Gia.
You put it J.
Gia. Exactly. Like Gia.
That's
like Gia,
so
homie.
Stupid.
It is so stupid. I'll even go more stupid with you. All right. Crazy. This will make you and I both feel good. Jenna Jameson pled guilty to a DUI. How would you like to be in her DUI class? Driving under the influence of cock.
That would be a pretty hot DUI class. I ain't gonna lie.
Porn legend Jenna Jameson just pled guilty to DUI, but the good news for her, she won't face any jail time. TMZ broke the story. Jameson was arrested after a single car accident back in May in Orange County and was subsequently charged with DUI, drugs, and alcohol. She had a little something in her system. A little of the Hollywood, some of that pink ass Peruvian flake. That's what she's getting by on these days. She's on a diet of cock and cocaine, ladies and gentlemen. Jenna was also charged with driving without a valid license. You can't get away with that here in Kentucky.
No.
It's a minimum jail sentence of 90 days, dude. Because... yeah, you're fucked. Just fucked right up the ass. Shitty. That's all we have to say about that. Jenna was sentenced today to 3 years informal probation. What is informal probation?
You got me.
Does that mean like they're going to show up in your house and be like, well, I need you to piss in the cup, but you don't have to if you don't feel like it.
You could piss in the cup or you could not.
There's a daycare like a quarter block from your house. I'm not saying you could go there and get urine, but you probably could just pick a kid up and squeeze the shit out of him. All right. Anyway, she was ordered to participate in a 3-month alcohol education program as well as the MAD Mothers Against Drunk Driving program in AOC. So, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. What about Rednecks for Drunk Driving?
Dads Against Drunk Driving would still just be dad.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this week's news report. This week, we got George Hardy on the program, which is very exciting. We'll talk about that in a second.
George Hardy is the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what time it is, it's 4:20 here in the Sam and Dan Nation. We're going to smoke us a big fat spliff, and then we're going to get into some Troll 2 discussion. And I'll tell you what, sir, Troll 2 and weed go together like peanut butter and jelly. They really do. To kick us off this week, got a little Ramones. I Want to Be Sedated. Jesus Christ. Oh, things got a little out of hand. They got a little out of hand on the Sam and Dan Nation. Oh, okay. I'm covered in beer and something else. I'm not even sure what the fuck's going on here. Okay. Daniel.
Yeah.
You know, of all the things in life that go together, like I was saying, like peanut butter and jelly, like cheap-ass white bread and government cheese, nothing fits together quite as well as Troll 2 and medical marijuana. If you think Troll 2 is funny sober, take one hit, just one hit off a joint and give it a watch. Suddenly, it literally becomes the funniest film of all time. It does. It does. That's real shit. I can honestly say, Bake, there's not a film on earth I would rather watch more than Troll 2. I've actually gone on weed and Troll 2 benders. This is true. It was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I was living in Lima, Ohio, and I was on vacation for a week, but my woman wasn't. So I had the house to myself all week. I bought an ounce of high grade, a week's worth of Funyuns, and I put the Troll 2 TVD on repeat. My woman found me 5 days later I was nude, speaking in goblin, and eating green ketchup right out of the container.
Green ketchup. They ain't had that in a while.
That's how we roll. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It is our pleasure to introduce the man, the legend, the actor that personified the worst movie ever made and the funniest movie ever made at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Hardy.
Mr. Hardy, how are you, sir?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Hardy here.
We are doing fantastic. Can't tell you how thrilled we are to have you on the program this evening.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be asked. And
it's a huge honor for us, man. I can remember the first time I watched Troll 2. Well, honestly, I think anyone who's seen it probably remembers their first time more than any other time, because if you're a film buff, it's one of those monumental occasions in one's life where time just simply stops. I mean, I immediately fell in love with it, and it's truly one of those films where, you know, it either speaks to you or it doesn't. And I got to be honest, I was actually pretty baked at the time, so it really made an impression on me. I laughed so hard my stomach hurts for 3 days. It is. I literally considered going to the doctor because I thought I had damaged myself internally. Yeah, like I laughed until I popped my liver or something. So, for people who don't know who you are, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself? Not just George Hardy the actor, but George Hardy the man. What's your life like outside of the Troll 2 spotlight?
I made that film in 1989. Actually, on a whim, I went to an interview in Salt Lake City when I was practicing dentistry in Salt Lake. I'm actually a practicing dentist in Alabama now, but in a postdoctoral program in Salt Lake at the time. And it's just so crazy because one of my patients came in and she said, you know, Dr. Hardy, why don't you go up and interview for a movie up in Park City? And so I ended up doing it. But fast forward 23 years later, since Troll 2 was made, I'm now practicing in a small town in Alabama. Called Alexander City, Alabama, which was a textile community, about 13,000 people that live here, and have a small practice.
That's fantastic. So it's been 23 years since the movie came out. Did you ever think at the time that Troll 2 would become such a cult classic?
I had no clue. It's just amazing. I mean, what did I know that 25 years later or whatever, I'd have people coming in to meet me from all over? Just this past week, I had a family from South Dakota. I mean, they wanted to meet Farmer Waits from Troll 2, you know?
That's awesome.
I have to ask, you said, I have seen where you said you didn't know that the name was going to be Troll 2. I'm guessing nobody did. Like, did originally it was supposed to be Goblins?
Right, exactly. That's what we all thought. Because, you know, honestly, there were goblins in disguise, as you remember, in the movie Troll 2.
So did it literally come out? And, like, you guys didn't even know it was out until after it had already hit?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting in my office, and one of my patients, as I say in the documentary that we made, Best Worst Movie, you know, patients would come in and say, Dr. Hardy, your movie's out. And I go, what? What are you talking about? And they, you're kidding. And they go, no, they said, I saw it on HBO last night. And I go, you've got to be kidding me. I said, what's the name? You know, what's the name of it? I didn't even know. And they said, it's called Troll 2. And I go, what in the world? Where did that come from?
That's awesome.
Have you seen the original Troll?
Yeah, I did. And actually, Harry Potter is in the original Troll.
Right.
There's a Harry Potter character.
That's true. That's very true.
But that movie had, you know, big name and Sonny Bono and Angela Lockhart and Shelley Hack and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, you know.
I will say that the goblin in your film, the costumes of the goblins in your film does kind of look similar to their troll. So
I think so.
I can at least see the comparison. So, what's it
like being such a cult movie icon? I mean, Troll 2 is right up there with Rocky Horror Picture Show now. I mean, what's it like being, you know, being a cult icon?
Oh my gosh, that's kind of funny. It's kind of, I go in and out of phases of just kind of wondering, is this for real? Because I just lead it an everyday life, you know.
Right.
For the most part, 98% of it is just I'm an average person walking down the street, and then, you know, sometimes I'll get recognized. Oh God, that's the guy from Troll 2. You know, that's the lead actor. That's the hero dad, Farmer Waits. You know?
That's great. That's
and, but
that's,
yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It really has. I just laugh with everybody else, and just they're enamored by it. You know, although I'd love to see Troll 3, babe.
yeah. No, we were gonna ask you that. If
I'd like to see a Christmas troll film.
yeah, something. It would, you know, I mean, if they did it, there's enough of a following, man. I mean, you know, I would buy 2 copies right now if they put it out. If you guys did a Troll 3, I would in a heartbeat. So.
Oh, I know. It's so funny. People call me and say, hey, I've got a musical written, you know, for Broadway, for Troll 2 Broadway. And just this past week on Facebook, I got something, you know, Troll 2 cartoon series.
Wow, that's crazy. That's actually not a bad idea either. That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great?
I would love to see that.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever get sick of playing the role of Mr. Waits sometimes when you meet people, the whole you can't piss on hospitality thing?
Oh, I've said it a million times, yeah. No, you know I don't. I mean, God gave me this gift to, you know, be able to, you know, be in the worst film ever. And, well, hey, I just enjoyed it. Hey, if you can't be in the best film, why not be in the worst?
Right. Well, I mean, to some people, it's not the worst movie. It's an amazing, amazing film, and you know, it's got a huge, huge following. Which I wanted to ask you this too. And now, since Best Worst Movie, you know, have you done any more horror fan conventions? We know you kind of had a bad experience of Best Worst Movie, so I was curious if you've done the convention circuit at all.
Oh, that's so funny you ask. I just got asked today at that doctor, the organizer of a horror convention in Seattle.
Oh, great.
And it's the largest one in the Pacific Northwest. It's kind of funny because I was kind of thrown back. I said, oh, my gosh, I feel blown away that you would ask me to come to one of your horror conventions because, you know, I kind of gave it a bad rap for myself.
Oh, well,
I was at the end of my rope there. You know, we'd been filming for the documentary.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was in 8 countries in 28 cities and took about 3.5 years to film.
Wow.
And that's something, yeah, it was a big endeavor.
Oh, no, I'm sure it was. I can only imagine. And that convention was actually in Europe, wasn't it? It was in...
Yeah, we shot in England, in Birmingham, England, and then we also shot in Dallas.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah.
The one with the cast of Nightmare was in Dallas, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, old film. You sure? Yeah.
I would say in Seattle you would have a real good turnout. I really would, especially now with the promotional stuff that's going on with you. Now, you know, we've heard that you're not a huge fan of horror films in general. What type of movies do you like to watch? What does George Hardy like to watch?
Oh well, I just saw Shawshank Redemption again the other night, and it's just blown away how perfect that film, you know, was when it was made. Sometimes I like foreign films, anything really different.
I don't like mainstream too much because I really don't like, everybody loves the Batman movies and thinks they're so great, but it's just not really that turned on anymore by computer graphics. I think once I saw Inception, I thought, you know, okay, I get it, you know, the computer graphics, they turned the world upside down until on its side. And then, you know, it is fantastic to see a football field drop out from underneath you in the dark night. And all, and it is, it's like, it's jaw-dropping to watch. And, you know, it's a graphic thing you'll never forget. But then at the same time, thinking, you know, I don't know.
I'll say that I agree with you. I enjoy practical effects. Even if it is a rubber monster, you know.
Yeah.
To me, that usually looks more real than computer graphics.
It's something that's real. That's our biggest problem with horror movies and movies in general today is that, you know, back in the day, special effects actually took work. I mean, it still does today, too. I mean, obviously, but...
Oh, tons of it. Oh, I appreciate that so much, but it's just
practical
not...
effects are so different.
Any so comedy different. Films you're particularly into?
Oh, well, you know, I like older comedy. In fact, I was saddened today to hear about Phyllis Diller.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I'm 57, and Phyllis, my parents are 89 and 92, and you know, I love the old Jackie Gleason and Honeymooners. I guess that just puts the old age on me. But, you know, that's just nothing like just good old comedy from way back, you know.
Yeah. No, no, I agree. It's you know, some of the best things are the original things, and people try to redo them, and it's not always what it was supposed to be.
Well, I think one of my most fun times ever watching a film was Airplane when I saw it. I just loved, you know, Leslie Nielsen, and got to meet him at a golfing event. And I was just like, oh my gosh, just Leslie Nielsen, you know, he's in Naked Gun 2.5 and all those things. I just thought, what a great sense of humor that he has. And
I love that.
I think it's great. I love all that. Yeah. You know? So if you're asking a comedy, you gotta be that.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It is.
So now speaking of your age a little bit, obviously you're in great shape, and physical fitness is very important to you. What's a George Hardy workout like? And like what kind of supplements do you take to stay so healthy? Is there like a Neil Bogg wheatgrass protein shake or something you do? What's the George?
You're right. It's funny because I'm actually laughing right now because the reason that you couldn't hear me a while ago is I'm walking with weights right now. I'm walking with heavy hands.
That's
I've got
hilarious.
5 pound weight.
Nice.
So yeah, I've got my Ironman headphones on, and I'm walking. I'm actually looking out at Lake Martin, which is the lake I live on. It's got almost 800 miles of shoreline. It's just beautiful. It's built in the early. Let's see. It was built in 1926. It was the largest man-made reservoir in the world at the time. But so it's tons of trails, and I do a lot of mountain running and trail, you know, hiking and weightlifting and you know, things like that. So I'm pretty fortunate to you know, I gotta stay in shape. All of us do, you know.
Right. You definitely look like, you know, like you keep your act together as far as that.
Well, I've lost a lot of muscle mass in the last. Yeah, I had been hitting it as hard as in the gym, but right. Doing other things as well. You know, you don't bulk up too much, but yeah. But thank you for that. Yeah, I'm just enjoying it. I try to eat as nutritious as possible, nutritiously as possible, and try to listen to all the new things from the omega-3s and
right.
You know, all the enzymes and digestive enzymes and things like that.
That's awesome.
I do take the whey protein, like the show and best worst movie.
Awesome. Wonderful. So,
yeah.
You know, Dan and I love your acting. I would say no reservations. No, seriously, hands down, you're our favorite character from Troll 2. Yeah, we think you missed your calling, sir. I'm sure you're a great dentist. Sure, you're a great dentist, but I really think you should have had a much larger movie career. Now that after all these years, you're finally getting some of the recognition you deserve. What advice would you give other people, you know, young actors trying to follow their dreams? What is the George Hardy key to success?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was totally taken away this morning. I almost was in tears. You know, Diana Nyad right now is swimming across the Florida Straits from Cuba to Key West. You guys know about Diana Nyad? She's 62 years old, and she's making her fourth attempt without a cage to swim across. And she said before she left, you know, she was talking about her age, and she just said, you know, hey, you know, age is relative. It's not, you know, what about age? And she just was encouraging people to, at any age, to go ahead and do whatever they wanted to do in life. And so I've been a dentist for 32 years, and I thought, you know, I would love to try something else. Well, I still practice dentistry, of course, but, you know, why not? Why not create a new thing? In fact, right now I'm looking at a piece of property on the lake and just walking around in it right now, just thinking of a dream home. I live on the lake, but kind of thinking, you know, I want to make a change and live on another part of the lake.
Right.
But I think life's way too short, you know.
It is indeed. You know, way too short to be miserable, that's a fact.
Oh, so many people are, and that's the sad thing. You know, I think we get so caught up in, you know, in our, you know, Obama Romney and election and, you know, and I understand it's really, there are a lot of hardships, especially to a lot of people listening right now.
you know, with jobs and not being able to financially be in the state they'd like to be in or where they were maybe 5, 10 years ago. But I really think if we really dream and work towards things, we can make things happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice to be there, everybody.
Hey, that's good. That's fantastic. That's how to be successful. You know, follow your dream.
I really think that it kind of shows us in Best Worst Movie. I just, you know, I think, you know, you kind of see my life and how I live it a little bit, and it is true that we do follow our heart, and you know, the only way we can shift is through, you know, the formation of intention and, you know, letting go of past childhood pain and moving forward. I mean, why hold on to something that might be painful? And what good is it doing to hold on to it? Move on, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, well, real quick here. Let's talk about the Chiller TV premiere this weekend. This is a big deal. Now they're running both, you know, Best Worst Movie and Troll 2 Saturday and Sunday night. Is that correct?
That's right. On 40 million homes, people will have the opportunity to watch both Troll 2 and Best Worst Movie. A lot of people will be excited to see Best Worst Movie because, you know, a lot of people, millions, have seen Troll 2 now. But
right.
And if you haven't, oh my God, it's just. Your life will be changed forever when you do watch it. It's definitely a religious experience, don't you think?
It absolutely was for me. There's no question about that. Well, real quick, we're gonna play this little game we started to play with everyone now. It's called This or That. So when I say go, I'm gonna hit start on my clock, and in 60 seconds, I'm gonna ask you as many questions as I can. Okay, they're just silly, ridiculous. They're this or that questions, but you don't necessarily have to answer this or that. You can answer whatever pops into mind, okay?
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. I'm going to make a fool of myself.
No,
you're fine.
I'm already pretty much a dork anyway, so okay. Well, go ahead.
Not at all, sir. You ready? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
When I say go, 3, 2, 1, here we go. Colgate or Crest?
Crest. Colgate.
Okay. Broccoli or Brussels sprouts?
Broccoli.
Trolls or goblins?
Oh, they've got to be trolls, for sure.
Outstanding. Floss or toothpicks?
Floss.
Whiskey or wine?
Wine, probably.
Wine?
Okay, wine, yeah.
Okay, blondes or brunettes?
Blondes.
Wine. Country or rock and roll?
Rock and roll.
Outstanding. Yeah. Slow dance or disco?
Disco.
Wonderful. Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
Thin crust or deep dish pizza?
What was that again?
Thin crust or deep dish pizza?
I'll go with thin crust.
All right. How many teeth in the human mouth?
Well, it depends on if you have your wisdom or not. For the doll,
32. Outstanding. Time. Very good. Wonderful. Sir. Thank you so much.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, it's been a lot of fun having you on the program. We will keep following your work, and I hope everyone else does too.
Sir, real joy.
You are an inspiration to all your fans. George Hardy, ladies and gentlemen. Check out Troll TV, the premiere of Troll 2 and Best Worst Movie Ever on Troll TV this weekend.
They can't piss on hospitality. I won't allow it.
Outstanding. Follow George on Facebook and Twitter. And, George, thank you so much for being on our program. It's a real honor. We would love to have you back anytime, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you all.
Sir. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, George Hardy. Love that dude.
He's awesome. He's super friendly.
He's an amazing guy. And I hope he's not at all upset by the content of our show. Let me go ahead and remind our listeners that the content of the Sam and Dan Nation is not reflective of our sponsors, our affiliates, or our actual radio station that hosts us, or our guests, or anyone that's on the show. We just talk about buttfucking, and that's what we do. So, all right, so we were trying to think of something to close out the show tonight, and since we've kind of had a horror theme going on anyway tonight with the Troll 2 thing, and we're leading into Halloween. Halloween is Daniel and my favorite fucking time of the year. Hands down, no question about it.
We kind of were curious, you know, now that there's no more Saw films. What is Jigsaw doing these
what
days?
What has Jigsaw been up to these days? So,
kind of a Jigsaw, where are they now?
We found out that Jigsaw has been, since the dissolution of the Saw films, He has been working in the telemarketing business and has been trying to sell life insurance, which that's pretty awesome. At least he's putting his talents to good use with that dark, scary voice. So without further ado, we're gonna play a little clip of that. Here's Jigsaw, just in case you've been wondering what he's been doing lately.
Hello?
Good afternoon, Mr. Smith. My name is Jigsaw. I was wondering if you had a moment to discuss your life insurance policy.
I don't think I need a life insurance policy. I'm good.
Are you sure? Because right now, for the low price of only $9.99, we can provide you and your family with over $100,000 worth of life insurance coverage.
Yeah, well, I don't smoke, I don't have a family, and I'm only 28 years old, dude.
Either way, you're probably going to die soon. You should really consider obtaining some sort of life insurance coverage.
What do you mean I'm probably going to die soon? I feel great.
Do you want to play a game?
No, not really. Who is this again? What did you say your name was?
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw, like the old man serial killer from the shitty movies with the horrible acting where they tortured everybody?
Could be.
Yeah, well, your movies suck, your acting is shit, and I think maybe you should consider a different line of work. Your sales pitch is pretty weak, dude. How'd you end up selling life insurance anyway? Weren't you dying of an inoperable brain tumor or some shit? Shouldn't you be dead by now?
That's not very nice. You're hurting my feelings.
Ooh, I'm scared. What are you going to do, put my head in a bear trap and rip apart my skull if I can't dig the key out of my eye?
Yes.
You were such a pussy in those films. I can't believe people ever watched those pieces of shit. I mean, Jason, Freddy, I get being scared of those guys. They had personality, but you were such a fucking coward, doing all your throat cancer voiceovers and talking to people through a clown puppet on a fucking tricycle. I've taken shits after Mexican food that were scarier than your movies. Hey, what's that smell?
Right now, you are breathing in a deadly nerve agent. You've been breathing it in since you answered your telephone. If you're familiar with the Subway Tokyo attacks, you will know its devastating effects on the human body.
I'm coughing up blood here, you fucking asshole!
The only way to overcome it and walk away from this conversation alive is to agree to one of our fantastic supplemental life insurance policies. Are you sure you don't want to reconsider?
Oh, you're such a dick! Fine, whatever. What do I have to do?
Look under your door. There's an envelope with some forms in it. You're welcome to read through them, but I wouldn't waste much time. As I speak, your internal organs are hemorrhaging. Without the antidote, you will be dead within the hour. Please remember to fill out your bank information. We will need both the account and routing numbers.
If I sign the forms, do I get the antidote?
Yes, but in order for it to work, it must be administered in time. The clock's ticking. The game will begin.
Okay, I signed your goddamn forms. Now, where's the antidote?
What did you say about my shitty acting?
Look, man, I was joking. I'm fucking dying here. Please, the antidote.
There is no antidote. You are being punished for living your life as an asshole. See? Aren't you glad you bought one of our policies?
Fuck you!
Thank you for your time. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the level of customer satisfaction today? Hello? Mr. Smith?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, so now we know what Jigsaw's been up to. Ooh, the farting and the vomiting is what really got me at the end there, I gotta be honest. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Sam and Dan Nation. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter, on the Twitter. To close out our show tonight, we get a song from one of my favorite bands. It's The Used. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an old song, but it's a good song. Taste of Ink. We'll see you next week on the Sam and Dan Nation.
Peace.
Is it worth it? Can you even hear me?